Do you remember what it said on the paper itself?
I can check on my phone because I think I took a picture of it. It said, can you hear me? Is the volume okay in speakerphone?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, it says, basically, it was negative for a sex offender, negative for a criminal record. And it said, subject of a drug investigation, Caledon OPP. And that's all it said.
So for someone who doesn't know anything about the story, that sounds pretty bad.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, it's pretty much making you look like you were selling drugs, which I had never done. I've never been talked to by police, never brought up to questioning, I don't even think I've been pulled over since then. My whole plan was getting on and then getting full time, and so it threw that out the window, and now I'll never be able to be a firefighter. Like, I've never had any contact with the police at all, let alone know that I was being investigated. But at the same point, I did have a friend who was into some bad stuff, and I was around him, and he did go to jail. So, I mean, I guess I should have known, kind of, I probably crossed paths with police at some point, knowing that he did. But, I mean, I don't know. It was a big investigation. This is in the newspaper. There was like 30 people arrested in the investigation. Basically, it was, I guess they brought in an undercover into the town, and he set people up, and they got a bunch of people selling drugs. I had met the undercover at a bar. I mean, my buddies, we go for wings and beers, you know, once or twice a week, and I have met this guy. I remember, and he came out for my buddy's birthday downtown. We went to a club. I remember he introduced him. So I'm sure everyone who met him that night's names in the investigation somehow, probably getting videotaped, I don't know. But that's as far as it went. Yeah, I met the undercover, and I'd hung around with my buddy as he was being investigated, which seems kind of unfair just from knowing someone. I mean, he did do wrong. I know that, but I mean, you can't control who your friends are. I mean, looking back, yeah, maybe I could have made a better decision not hang around with someone when they're doing stuff, but I mean, everyone has friends who do stupid shit. Yeah, it's called a volunteer firefighter, but I mean, you get paid. Small towns have it. It's more like on-call firefighter. I got on in April 2013. I went through the interview process. I had to write a test and filled out all my paperwork. I had to fill out a background check, and they said it takes, you know, a month or two to get back. So then I started training pretty much right when I got on. It was weekends, pretty much every weekend and one night a week. And did that for about three months. Then I get a call from Caledon OPP stating that my background check was ready to be picked up. So I went and picked it up, and then I'm reading it, and it's saying that I was a subject of a drug investigation back, I believe it was 2008 or 2009. And they just stated that, without pulling my file, they didn't really know, but she stated, like, basically that's how they, if anyone's name was involved, that's how they do their paperwork, that basically my name was on there. Obviously, my name was brought up some point in the investigation, and that was on there for life, pretty much. There was no way to get it off. That was basically the answer I got. And they weren't exactly treating me the best because, I don't know, to them, I'm a criminal, I guess. Because, I mean, they don't know me from anyone else in the street, but they're reading this on the paper, so obviously they're thinking the same thing the fire department's thinking. I don't know. So then I just proceeded. I handed it in to the fire department, and I got a call from the chief, and I talked to him, basically told him my side of the story. And he was just saying, well, if you knew it was on there, you shouldn't have applied, because that was one of the things. You had to have a clean background check. And I'm saying, well, I didn't know I had anything. So as far as I knew, it was clean. And then said there was no way to appeal the thing. It was through Caledon HR, town of Caledon HR. Basically, it came down, they told him they had to get rid of me. And I got a couriered letter in the mail 2 days later stating I had to return all my equipment. And I was terminated from the town of Caledon. That was pretty much it. I talked to a lawyer, figured out it was going to cost a lot of money, and realized it wasn't really worth paying $380 an hour. And the guy said the last court case he did took to court took 2 years. So for something that, you know, it's a part-time job, it wasn't really worth that much money. But, I mean, it's on there. I mean, every time I cross the border, I'm thinking, okay, I wonder if they can see it, because I know I read on the internet that they share with the U.S. border, like any records you have. It's a local file. So I'm always wondering about that. I mean, it's been good so far, but my job, I'm in construction, so we do a lot of, like, you know, if you go do a government building or you do like a army base or anything like that, a lot of jobs you need a background check done, so that might screw up that because it'll come up, so I might not be able to work on that job site. I was a volunteer at Big Brothers Big Sisters. I coached 3 lacrosse teams, like 12-year-olds, 15-year-olds, and then I was a trainer on a junior team, so 16 to 21. Coached that, had to have background checks for that. It's a small town. I mean, all the people I was in class training with, it was a class of like 25, 30. I mean, they all know I got kicked off. All the people in the station know I got kicked off. I mean, I run into these people on a daily basis. Now I feel like a criminal. I haven't done anything wrong, or even if I had done something wrong, I've never been to court to prove it. It's like guilty until proven innocent kind of thing. And that's one of the deciding factors. I bought a house, so I'm moving outside of Caledon now. Basically, that was one of the main reasons, because I feel uncomfortable being around this town now. Yeah, that's pretty much all I wanted to say.